Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for the free kick with Atlanta United president Darren Eales. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union. Better than a bank and anyone can join on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dukes and Bell broadcasting live from SEC Media Days. And, you know, Mike and I always have fun with the guys that are here. And every year we run into the same guys. Mike calls it the sports possum. it is the truth. We'll talk more about what we're seeing here today. And Darren Eales is on the line with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Right. It's our free kick with Darren Eales. And, Darren, it is good to have you on the show. First and foremost, let Mike and I give you our condolences about England.
Oof.
Tough way to go out, my friend.
Oh, yeah, especially after the first half. I thought we were already there, one foot in the final. And typical England, yeah, we managed to hit a wall in the second half and throw it away.
Yeah, I mean, brevity there from Daryl. It hurts. It hurts our man, Darren.
It does.
And I thought, you know, Belgium was actually better at times than France in the tournament. But France, after a sluggish beginning in the group stage, really came on. And I guess, Darren, with France, you've got so many young stars that could be in place now, certainly for the European Championship and then for the next World Cup.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mick. I think France is set fair for the next couple of World Cups. I mean, they've got a core team. I agree with you. I think they did just enough to get through to the latter stages, but they were, you know, the best team all around. They had a great, you know, with Pogba, with Kante, you know, playing in that defensive midfield. I think they were just the best all-around team. And Hugo Lloris, apart from the blooper that he had in the final, I mean, it was good to see, you know, someone that I obviously knew from my time at Tottenham winning the World Cup. But, man, I bet he wish he could have that back again. But if you're going to make a mistake like that, do it when you're 4-1 up.
Right.
No, it's right. That's true. Darren Eales, our guest, guys. He stops by each and every week as we talk Atlanta United. And let's shift gears and talk about our United. An incredible crowd on hand after the World Cup. It was electric, there's no doubt, at Mercedes-Benz. And that was one aspect of it, the coverage by Fox. And I think many people around the country seeing our crowd and our environment for the first time. But, Darren, then the game happened. And from an entertainment standpoint, it's something Mike and I have been talking about. You know, I don't want to take shots at Seattle, but damn, I hated the way they came out and played us.
Yeah, I mean, they did what, you know, we got to get used to, but they came out, didn't they? And they were clogging it up in terms of defensively, but then the time-wasting and the various sort of elements of gamesmanship. And look, this is what all teams do, so you got to get used to it. But it just felt like it was a really extreme case of it. And then, of course, when they got the VAR that seemed to take forever to get the penalty at the end of the first half, that really put us in a bit of a hole because then they've got something to hold on to. So I thought second half we did a great job coming out fast. We got the equaliser. Then, of course, they were down to 10 men, and you thought it was just a matter of time before we got that winner. And, you know, how the one from Chris McCann, I mean, if he miskicks that and in any way that goes in the net, Leandro hit the bar, obviously, with the header. We had a number of good chances. Even Miggy had one when Romario played a great ball back to him and he skied it over the bar. It was just one of those frustrating days where we couldn't get the winner.
Certainly, still for the Supporters' Shield, we were in a good position. But obviously, there's some teams now like the Red Bulls are coming on, NYCFC, and we know how important it is, especially for us to be at home. But, I mean, will things change at all? Or would we hypothetically, Darren, would we see more of this in the playoffs? Or teams like New York and the two New Yorks want to do more attack?
Yeah, and I think look, we've still got a problem solve. If you look at the game that we just had this weekend, I mean, it wasn't as if we weren't creating chances. So, you know, on that respect, you've still got to be pleased because, you know, our sort of expected goals in that game was very high. We just didn't convert them. But I think, you know, we've got to start, you know, with this weekend against DC United. We're at home. We want to get back to that dominant home performances that we had last season. And, you know, our crowd is just incredible. I mean, broken the record and now have the top five all-time MLS attendances in the history of the league. We're only halfway through our second season. It's pretty incredible. But, you know, the other stat is funny. Something must have been shown or printed in England because I had loads of people sending me texts about the fact that our average this season is 52,000. The average for the World Cup was 47,000. And, you know, people in England just can't believe that there's a club in America that's getting bigger attendances in the World Cup. So I think, you know, that story about Atlanta is resonating around the world, but we've got to make that home atmosphere count and start getting the 3 points.
And that's the thing, Darren. The vibe was great. And, again, all the people who showed up early when the gates opened early to watch Croatia take on France. And it was great to have them blowing the horn that we normally hear with the United scores. The vibe was fantastic. I mean, it really was a special day. Like, that's why we said it. Just, it was kind of disappointing because we just, okay, Seattle's not the Seattle of old with Clint Dempsey. I guess we just get greedy. We thought we were going to put a 5 spot on those guys.
No, look, I mean, we've got another tough game this weekend because it's Wayne Rooney coming into town. So we've got the hoopla around that. Obviously, DC played in their first game in the new venue, and Yamil Assad scored their first goal, which was a cracking goal, our ex-player. So, you know, it's going to be another tough game, but it should be a fun one for the fans. And hopefully we can repeat what we did earlier on this season and beat them at home and get those 3 points.
Darren, as we continue to move along through the season, Monday, I got to be honest, coming in, talking about the match over the weekend, I was a little pissed off at VAR. I still am because I feel like we're getting the short end of the stick. But, you know, I watched the World Cup, man, it seemed like it was used correctly. Why can't we get it right in MLS?
I think, look, it's interesting point you raise there because the way they used it in the World Cup, it was very much only for clear and obvious. I think, you know, there was a sense that they were only going to use it if they felt that it was, you know, just so obvious that they would interfere. I feel in MLS, perhaps they've gone to a little bit of a lower bar, and the problem you've got is inconsistencies there between games and, you know, what is and what isn't. We had in our match an incident where we had a corner in the 21st minute and Chris McCown was pulled down around the neck, and that wasn't reviewed.
Obviously,
and I think that's the frustration when people can't understand why that didn't get reviewed, but in another game, a lesser sort of offence is given as a penalty. And I think that level of consistency is what really needs working on so that everybody at least feels like they're getting a fair shot.
It is the CEO, the boss, I should say, president of our Atlanta United FC, Darren Eales, with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're live at SEC Media Days. You know, Darren, we don't want to sound like, sour grapes and be sitting here complaining about the officiating week in, week out. But I will say this from a marketing standpoint, and you get marketing as good as anyone. National audience tunes in to see this show. And the crowd's pumped. You got 72,000. It's dynamic. We've got the best uniform to the best scoring style. And then you just don't get the product because you don't get consistency with the refs. I'm not saying – maybe I am saying you should know where the bread is buttered and start giving us some of these calls.
We need some calls.
Well, I do say, I mean, the one sort of saving grace, they say they sort of even up over the year. So from my perspective, you know, in the playoffs, that's when I want to be getting the break. So hopefully we'll get more than our fair share when it comes to playoff time.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, it's just, again, it becomes very frustrating. And I don't want to sound like a homer. Don't get me wrong.
It's too late. We sound like a bunch of homers.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I'm down for our squad. It would be one thing if our team wasn't any good. Our team is great. and we are the show. We are a lot of the reason why people are watching and becoming MLS fans. And so, you know, there's something to be said about that. Darren Eales joining us on the WaitForward.com hotline. All right, moving forward, any concerns for you right now at this point in the season? You know, we're watching our other team, the Braves, was the All-Star break. And, you know, one of the things we've been talking about is, are they going to do something here at the deadline, the trade deadline, which is coming up before the end of the month? And obviously, you know, with the transfer period, I know that you had said, hey, we are going to stay pat. We're focused on winning MLS. Is that still the philosophy?
Oh, absolutely. And we're, you know, excited. We introduced Eric today, Eric Romedia, our new player from Argentina, who's a holding midfielder. So if you remember, Carlos Carmona left us a very short notice at the start of the season. So this is great for us that we can add a player of his quality during the season. And, you know, let's not forget we're top of the Supporters Shield. I mean, we had a disappointing result because we wanted to win on the weekend. But, you know, if you'd have said at the start of the season, we'd be sitting at the top of the league with the points that we've got, you know, 41 points from 21 games. We're sitting in a good place and we've just added another quality player to our squad. And, you know, fingers crossed we'll get some of the players like Darlington Nagbe, Greg Garza as we come into that playoff time. So, you know, we're in a good place. We've got some, hopefully, players to come back and join us once we get to playoff time. So, you know, the plan now is to kick on, hopefully, to get into the playoffs this time a little bit more rested up than we were last year, and who knows what can happen.
And, Darren, I know we've got about a minute left here as Darren Eales joins us from Atlanta United. The Juventus and the All-Star game, two things. People were asking me, still tickets for sale? And do you think we'll see Ronaldo? I know you mentioned last week you thought he might make the trip. You still think Ronaldo will be there?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's been fascinating. We've got now limited tickets. It'll be sort of the standing room and the expandable seats that we do up the top of the stadium. But you can imagine the tickets just flew off as soon as Cristiano Ronaldo got announced as joining Juventus. And, you know, I've said this before, I can't believe they're not going to take him on the American sort of pre-season tour. So I think it's really exciting for us. This is going to be, you know, definitely the biggest ever MLS All-Star game they've had. So it'll be another record for Atlanta that we managed to claim. And it's going to be really exciting to see, you know, Juventus were a great team anyway, but with Cristiano Ronaldo as part of that buzz and that sort of spark to the game, it's made it a real sort of focus. And it's going to be great for the city because we get to showcase our amazing fans, the amazing stadium, to the rest of the world.
Darren, we look forward to seeing you in studio next week, and we appreciate you jumping on the phone with us today. Good luck over the weekend against DC United, and we'll talk soon.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.